My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hey, it's Gabriel. So a quick disclaimer of this episode. Gunnar, as you may know, had two odds that he had to do where he supposedly had to talk like the Swedish chef and also only had six words to say. Now, that's pretty hard to do as a host of the show. So he found a pretty unique way around that. He found a pretty unique loophole, but it still made the episode very difficult. Instead of doing something where he'd have to monologue over and over again and teach something, he decided to do something a lot less educational in the hope that it'd make the episode a little bit easier to listen to. So I know that we've had a lot of non-educational episodes lately, but that will change after this. All right, let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome back to Reality with a Twist. I'm Gunnar.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Gabriel.
Now you are probably wondering why I sound so weird and can't pronounce my name right. Well, it's because I got a little involved with an odds. What happened was I was dared to say only six words and speak like the Swedish chef for 10 minutes. Only one problem, I'm hosting, so I found a little loophole. Text-to-speech. I'm technically not talking, but it is still super inconvenient. I have to type my thoughts out and then play it, so things may be slightly delayed whenever I need to speak.
Yeah.
Poor
Gunnar. And before any of you get mad, you know, like, if he was not hosting, he would so be doing it, but it's like, we have no other choice, and I know Gunnar is going to be absolutely killing it regardless.
Of course, I think he found a perfectly viable loophole, and I think the episode will be much better because of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So...
P-I-double-S-E-D.
What? Repeat that for us?
No.
Okay. All right, amazing.
All right, so just to save Gunnar the trouble, do we want to start with a Jeremy update?
Might as well, I'd say.
Yeah. Sure, I love starting out with a good old Jeremy update.
Yes. Huh? What was that?
Hit it, Ben.
You got it, Gunnar. Okay. So, starting out, Jeremy said... this week, someone called us and wanted to meet with us. He feels though as though his life is in shambles and he wants to get closer to God. So they met him at the Cedar City Temple and he came to church the next day. So that's really good for him and good for all of them. It's been raining a lot and they've had a thunderstorm, which might sound mundane, but it's been constantly dry and sunny up there. So that was something cool for them. Yeah. They did more service for some people where they moved a bunch of wood for him and he messed up his lower back, but he said it was all worth it. They've been doing a lot of moving things. I remember before they moved furniture and
did it for the Jeremy. Thrill of it.
Interesting. Yeah. Jeremy's going to be huge when he comes back.
It's going to be ripped.
What if he's somehow taller?
He's taller.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no. He said, this is a message that Jeremy's not dead, but being held hostage by the reality of the twist group.
That must have been a typo.
Okay. That's cool and all, but is Jeremy dead?
Gunner, you know that is a dumb question. He has been dead for 5 years.
Yeah. You remember the stream.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just some housekeeping, because I know there was a little bit of confusion about this. We are in no way affiliated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or any church for that matter. We are a secular podcast. I wouldn't have brought this up if somebody didn't ask me about it. So yeah, just to clear that up, Jeremy's just a really good friend of ours and he's on his mission right now and we want to give you guys updates. So yeah, just want to get that out of the way.
Anyway, so I think Gunner.
The meat of episode.
Yes, absolutely, Gunner. So what is the meat of this episode going to be about?
Today for our episode, we are not really talking about anything. Instead, we are going to play a game. This game is called Spyfall. It is a fun interactive group game where one person is the spy and the others try to find out who that person is. Those who are not the spy will be given a location and role. They will utilize this to figure out who is not the spy.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, I gotta say, that was like really like thought out. It's like, it's kind of like you typed that out beforehand.
Wow.
I did.
No way.
This is going to be an interesting one.
Yes, for sure.
This is actually, yeah, this is honestly probably the most optimal way to play Spyfall, honestly, is like, actually, I don't know, it's a bit more charming to be in the same room, but you know, you're always looking at each other's phones and then you see who's what and then it kind of ruins it. Anyway.
Yeah. The lack of facial expressions will really help in kind of keeping the spy a secret.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a munus for the ears.
Oh my gosh. All right. So Gunner, are we playing Adriana Cola? Are we playing Crab Hat if that still exists? Do you know?
I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do Adriana Cola for...
Yeah, we've definitely
start the lobby, and Gabe, make sure to post the link to Spyfall in the description.
Yeah, I will post. I'll probably post Adriana Cola and Spyfall.app just because we've been using Spyfall.app more recently, I think. So I'll post both of them. But yeah, let's do Adriana Cola. And then who, Gunner? Since you're the host, do you want to start the room, or do you want one of us to start it?
You start.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, we'll be fast forwarding to when we're actually in a lobby. In the meantime, Gabe put a funny sound effect right now. Wow, that was a funny sound effect.
That was a funny sound effect. I made it myself, actually. It was just my voice.
But anyway, we are now in a game of Spyfall.
I just started the timer.
Well, let me look at my roll first.
Yeah, I'm looking at my roll too. Just to give you guys some context on the location, we're going to be in a passenger train this round. So try to deduce who the spy is from that.
All right.
Oh, I say, Ben, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a go. And also, just for context, everyone, we've played this many, many times. Yes. So we know what we're doing. We're seasoned here.
We hope we can immerse you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what we're doing, you'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. There goes 37 seconds off the timer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start.
Gunner, have you ever been on one of or at one of these locations?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Dylan.
Yeah. Hello.
Business or P-shirt? Pleasure.
Oh God! Business, solely business. Okay, Gabe.
Yes.
How often would you say you're here at this location?
Oh God, I given my role, it's my job, so I'm here probably 40 hours a week.
God is that.
Oh gosh. Okay. Ben.
Yeah.
Would you say this is very popular? Would you say this is a popular location?
If you had asked me 50 years ago, yes. But okay. Since you're asking now, I'd say not really.
Of course. Okay.
Actually, probably more than 50 years ago. Eh. Anyways, Dylan.
Hi.
When you're at one of these locations, do you feel like you're going somewhere in life?
I don't know. I mean, by
you're not sure if you're going somewhere.
I mean, I'm definitely going somewhere. Like that's for sure. But like, in terms of my actual job, I mean, it's a job that'll pay me well, and I could take it to other places. So,
okay.
Gunner.
Yes.
What season would you most associate with this location? Summer, spring, fall, or winter?
Trick question. All of them.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Gunner has to ask.
Yes.
Do you ever feel on the go?
Do I ever feel on the go?
Yes.
I mean, I guess, yes. I mean, it's a part of my job. I guess, yeah, it's a part of my job. I'm not going to divulge that. But yeah, I am always on the go, but I always return in a timely manner to get home to my loving wife and daughter. All right. Dylan.
Hi.
If you had to choose a college mascot that you most associated with this location, I'll give you four to choose from.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Which one would it be? Okay. First is what's IU's mascot? I'm just gonna say Cream and Crimson. Second,
Hoosiers.
Do you associate Hoosiers? Do you associate Charlie Cardinal of Ball State? Do you associate whatever leaf, the very important leaf that Indiana State University uses, or would you associate Purdue's mascot?
Man, you asked the worst person this question. Oh, God.
I think you could figure it out.
I didn't go to college. I guess I'm going to look freaking suspicious. I will say Indiana State's iconic leaf.
Okay.
I apologize.
Guys, I gotta say, I think I'm ready to vote. I know the spy too.
Oh my gosh, please don't do this. Right. You're going to lose. You're going to lose, please.
Part of me wants to believe him because I feel like he just might not have.
I don't know mascots. I barely knew the one in school.
I'll give you the mascots again. Okay. Let's start with IU is the Hoosiers. Okay.
Okay.
And then Charlie Cardinal, so he's a cardinal.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
And then Indiana State mascot is Sycamore Sam. They're the Sycamores. And Purdue's mascot, and let me just make sure I get his name right. Purdue University's mascot.
Purdue Pete,
and they're called the Boilermakers.
Okay, I understand now. Yeah. It's Purdue's mascot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. 50 seconds on the timer.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Ben.
Yeah.
Would you say that that you see a lot of people in the job that you work in?
Absolutely. All kinds of people.
I think I know who the spy is, but I think they know what it is. Are we ready to vote?
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Three.
I think we should just go down the line here, though.
Okay. Okay. Like, all right. I'll go first. My vote. Okay. No. Never mind. I don't want to go first.
I will go first. Yeah. Since I'm probably the most suspicious one, I will say Gunner.
Gunner. Okay. Gunner. Who do you vote?
Dylan.
Yep.
Dylan. Okay. I will also vote Gunner.
Oh, that's a shame, because I was actually going to vote Dylan. Because can I get my reasoning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Dylan found out, like, he realized what the location was once you listed it off the second time, and that's how he covered it up as, oh, I get the question now.
But I also believe
how
that
is that possible?
The reason I think it's Gunner is because I feel like Gunner would have chimed in with the word I wanted instead of Purdue Pete.
Yeah. And also,
that's a good point.
Even though he had a very unique answer to my question in terms of what season, it wasn't the answer I was looking for.
Okay. Yeah. I still vote Gunner.
Okay. And Gunner also did jump on voting.
Yeah, very true. Okay. All right, our final vote is Gunner.
Yes, I was the spy.
What? Yes!
We got him.
Passenger train.
Dang. Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Got your ass.
Okay, there's enough editing for me already. I gotta censor out these.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a blue collar mouth from working.
A blue collar mouth from working for Roblox.
It's really bad, I know.
No. I understand. I'm not doubting that. I just think that
blue collar due to peepee butt.
No, Gunner.
No.
Okay, guys. I want to bring up something.
Okay.
Gunner proved his point. Gunner wins. Do we want to take off the odds and let Gunner speak?
Was that a stipulation? That if you won a game that he
No. What I'm saying is Gunner, in my mind, Gunner has proven that this was painful. Do we want to let him continue the podcast without any of the odds?
Okay. Gunner's been through enough painful odds in the past few episodes.
Let's give him a break. Yeah. Gunner, you're cured of Swedish Chef syndrome and six-word syndrome.
I'm glad to be back.
Hey, there he is.
Oh, man, that was painful.
It's probably the most you typed in, like, forever, though.
Oh, gosh. That was just... it's like, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
At least you won a round of Spyfall with literally not speaking a word.
That's very true.
So, did you guys have any idea that this is what my loophole was going to be?
No.
I did not.
I actually had a feeling.
You had a feeling?
But I didn't think he was actually going to go through with it, because I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, honestly. Magic. I think he might have had multiple tabs open or something with some answers, but then he just had to type out others.
No, yeah. So actually, I got an app on my phone.
Oh, nice. Cool.
I just put my phone mic, my phone speaker to the microphone.
Oh, that actually sounded pretty good for just a phone speaker.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually my Bluetooth speaker.
Okay. Do we want to play one more round of Spyfall?
Let's do it. I'm down.
Yeah. We are only 20 minutes into the episode, so I say we do one more.
Okay.
And then I think on the video episode, I'm going to tell the viewers who's who, but on the audio episode, I'm just going to leave it be. So they can kind of play along, I guess. Should we do that?
Up to you, man.
All right. Yeah. Let's play another. I will decide. And obviously the viewers will know what I decided. Let's start the game. You guys ready?
All righty. Yeah, I'm ready.
This is Editing Gabe here to say that this round's location is hotel.
All right. Who would like to go first?
I will go first.
Okay.
With Ben.
Ooh, okay.
When do you typically arrive at this place?
Gabe, start the timer.
Oh, crap, yeah, my bad. Yeah, sorry, guys.
When do you typically arrive at this place? In the morning or in the night?
Okay, for most people or for my personal role?
For your personal role.
For my personal role, I'd be more likely to be there at night.
Okay.
Wait. Actually, both would be at night. Never mind. Oh, yeah, at night. Okay. All right. Gabriel.
Yes.
When you come to one of these places, do you usually bring anything with you, or would you normally want to be there kind of hands free?
Oh, I'm there hands free, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going raw.
Right?
All right.
Okay.
Gunner.
Yeah.
Would you say your general feeling here is one of pleasure or of maybe a negative emotion?
I don't experience much negative emotion here. So I'm going to say pleasure, I guess. I feel like that can be really twisted in the wrong way when the viewers find out what the location is.
Oh, I know the location. I'm not a spy.
Okay, guys, I think I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
All right. Okay. Gabe, you start us off. Who do you think the spy is?
I got a bad feeling of Dylan, personally.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling of you, buddy.
Dylan, you think,
I don't think Dylan has answered any questions yet?
Yeah, I literally never answered a question.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want me to ask Dylan a question?
No, I already know I already know that it's him.
Okay. It's you. You're the spy, then.
I vote Gabe. Yeah.
Gabe's the spy, 100%.
You guys are going to be disappointed, but I am the spy.
Where are we?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I still have 5 minutes to decide, so I'm going to take every single bit of that.
He's going to milk this.
All right,
he's going to figure it out from the two questions that were asked.
I want to say... I'm going to say hotel.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yep. You want to know how I got it?
How?
Arriving at night.
Hands free, baby.
Yeah, arriving at
night. Oh my gosh.
Arriving at night and then pleasure being misunderstood. That's how I got it. I thought maybe casino, but I don't think casinos are a strictly night thing, but hotels are absolutely a strictly night thing. You get there. You literally can't get there earlier than 3 p.m. So that's what I was correct though, right?
You were,
yeah,
yeah,
you were
right. It's cool. Okay.
All right. So, well, that really Do we want to do another one since that one was so short?
Yeah,
yeah, we can do another one. One more. All right. One more.
Just for you viewers. One.
Yes. Let's go. I'm going to start the timer now. Okay. I guess I will go first. Gunner.
Yep.
Would you say you feel relatively comfortable in this location, or are you a little bit more uncomfortable?
More uncomfortably.
More uncomfortable. Okay.
Ben.
Yeah.
Would you say people come here pretty frequently or only on the occasion?
I'd say for people who do come here, it's probably going to be more frequently.
Okay.
Dylan.
Hi.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi. I don't know what that tone was, but
I've been doing this every question.
Yeah, re-listening to the podcast, he does answer questions with hi a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I really left you speechless, didn't I?
She did. Let's ask this. Are there a lot of these in Indiana?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Gunner.
Yeah.
Gotta ask the famous question. Would you say you are here to have a fun time? Or are you here to have a boring time?
Boring time.
One boring time, please.
Two boring times for me and the missus.
And two more boring
times. Oh, God.
Ben.
Yeah. I think he's typing, guys.
He's just going back. Are you doing a lot of clowning around at this point?
as my role, I'd say probably not. Gabe.
Yes.
What colors would you normally associate with this place? Gray or red and yellow?
Okay, seriously, it's gray. Gray, but why? Dylan, would you like to order a Big Mac at this location?
You know what? Maybe. Could I get a side of fries with that, Gunner?
Absolutely.
No, okay. That wasn't my serious question. But why? Okay, gray. Okay. Gunner.
Yeah.
How long do you think somebody usually spends here if they do go here? Would you say it's like max an hour or like maybe 1 to 5 hours or maybe even 24 hours. How long do you think?
1 to 5 hours.
Okay.
Dylan, would you say that there is a lot of collateral at this location?
A lot of mental collateral after asking me such a hard-hitting question like that. No, I would say, at least in my role, not necessarily.
Okay.
Ben.
Yeah.
What drink would you most associate? What hot drink would you most associate with this place? Hot chocolate, coffee, tea, or those are the girly options.
Or beer.
I'd say some hot chocolate.
Got you.
Okay, Gunner.
Yeah.
With somebody who comes to this location, do you think their life would be on track or maybe not so much?
Not so much.
Guys. We have a minute 55 left. I personally think I'm ready to vote.
I'm ready to vote as well.
I'm ready to vote too.
Okay, let's go one at a time.
Dylan, you start us off.
All right, cool. I think it's you, Gunner.
Okay. I'll go Gabe. Next. I think it's Gunner.
Okay, Ben.
I think it's Gunner.
I think it's myself too.
Where are we?
Polar station?
No!
we're back on the passenger train.
Yeah, we returned.
Are we really?
Yeah.
The on track question wasn't to throw you off. That's literally
oh
where we
God.
Were. Oh my gosh. That's why hot chocolate, because of Polar Express. I see why you thought it was Polar Station.
Gabe.
Yes.
I wasn't referencing McDonald's. I was referencing a carnival when I said red and yellow.
I figured you were, but I was just like, I feel like there are better colors for a carnival than red and yellow. Because I was like, a clown nose, you'd think like blue for the mouth and then like a red for a nose and then, I don't know, maybe like white for, yeah, I don't know. I just thought of like Ronald McDonald. So. But okay.
Oh, man.
Well,
but yeah. I think that's going to conclude our segment for Spyfall. Thank you for listening to us play. I'm sorry we didn't have any informative information. We didn't have anything informative for you today. But be sure to go check out Spyfall. It's a super fun party game. So yeah. Yeah, we play it all the time, and we have a blast playing it. So, but I think I am ready to move on to our weird news of the day.
All right. Yeah. I have been looking forward to this because this is actually local weird news for the first time ever. I'm getting this straight from IndyStar, and this story just made my day. Let me read you the headline. So the city of Noblesville, for those who don't know, is a fairly large city due north of where I am, but northeast-ish of Indianapolis. Noblesville killed a $5.5 million development deal because of adult baby shop email show. So the... the owner of a woodworking supply company said the city of Noblesville... Reneged. Let me look up the pronunciation of that word. I read it in my mind. I've never read it.
Reneg.
Okay, there we go. Reneged on a $5.5 million development deal because he wouldn't shut down a baby shop for adults he also owns. So I'm not gonna say his name, but he's the owner of Wood Turnings. Reached a preliminary agreement last October for property tax abatements if he built a new headquarters at whatever address. That's not what we're here to hear. So when the city discovered that he owned My Inner Baby, a store that sells adult diapers and other adult-sized baby clothes, it moved to nix the word Wood Turnings deal because it, quote, doesn't meet the morals of the city. And the city is trying desperately to shut the adult baby shop down because it thinks it's a sex shop. And first of all, it is. I looked it up. And it claims to be a medical supply store. But if you guys Google My Inner Baby, I'm going to Google it here, and go to the website. It sells adult diapers, adult pacifiers, adult bodysuits, and more. They have an online shop. The crazy thing is I've seen this store in real life before, but I just assumed it was a regular baby shop. But personally, okay, do you guys think the store should shut down?
I don't think so. I didn't realize cities had like such high morals.
I know.
I think that's such I can't even think of the word, but it's like, I don't know.
The man's an entrepreneur.
I think it should shut down. I don't like it. I'm sorry. It doesn't sit right with me.
Okay. Honestly, the man's an entrepreneur. He is something for everybody. As long as everybody is carpenters and adult babies, he has something for everybody. I think it should stay open because it's hilarious. I'm never going to visit, but my day gets better just knowing we're in the same state as it.
The one thing I'm having trouble getting past is the fact that this must draw a large enough crowd to stay open.
Yes. They,
and I'm trying to think of the type of crowd it would be.
How about we look up some reviews of My Inner Baby?
Oh no.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Maybe we should do the ones that are PG.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm just gonna go to the store reviews. It has 40 reviews, and these people love it. This person has a picture of them in an adult diaper.
Oh, okay.
And they say, absolutely wonderful place to experience. I would give My Inner Baby 10 stars if Google would let me. The entrance is tucked away in the back of the building, so it's nice if you want privacy going in. I went and felt instantly at home. this man is pissed. 1 star. He placed an order on March 23rd, and he chose FedEx for delivery with no signature confirmation. They didn't deliver. He contacted MIB, which stands for My Inner Baby, about this. They claim they are not responsible for lost packages. So that's, you know, be careful. Oh, and one more review. Another 5-star, just to end it on a positive note. This gentleman's girlfriend had a wonderful time at My Inner Baby. Their selection of merchandise was great. Had just a little bit of everything they could need. They loved the atmosphere, from the music to the crib style counter. So they're really pushing, you to get enveloped in the My Inner Baby world by having a counter that appears to look like a crib. So I think, final votes, I think it should stay open. Absolutely.
It is pretty funny.
People could do whatever they want. You know, no shame in that. If it's a functioning business and it's not doing anything illegal, then so be it.
I think from what I read, Noblesville just either wants it gone or wants it to move to an area zoned for like adult stores, which that I can agree with. Because I literally thought it was a baby shop. And I feel like if somebody thought it was like a baby shop and walked in and just saw adult clothing, it might be a little shocking to them.
Yeah, might be a bit of a turnoff.
But that genuinely made my day when I read that story, and I instantly knew it had to be the weird news. I think our final votes are 3 for stay open. Is that correct?
Correct. I guess it has to stay open.
Yeah. Ben, I'm sorry. We're all taking a boys' trip to My Inner Baby.
Nope, I'm not coming. I will not be present.
I apologize if this story was shocking to anybody. I just thought it was hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, what next? Do we want to do Roblox Game of the Week?
Let's do Roblox Game of the Week.
Okay.
Well, for those of you last week who I recommended the George Ezra concert to, and you all realize that the game did not come out on Friday, instead it came out on Saturday, I do sincerely apologize. However, hopefully I can make it up to you with another concert I'll be recommending this week that I also had a plan or a hand in making. this concert it being the Denzel Curry concert.
Ooh, very nice.
Yep, Denzel Curry is a famous rapper that is very popular here in America, and he'll be performing some of his newest songs, or some of his newer songs that he's released over the past couple of years. And he'll be doing this in the sake of celebrating the life of Joaquin Oliver.
Nice.
Okay.
That's very soon after the Ezra concert.
Yes, I know. They kind of come close back to back with one another. But yeah, if you want to see the Denzel Curry concert, go ahead and keep a lookout for some links by August 4th. And the actual concert itself will be on August 5th.
Awesome. That sounds very fun.
Dylan, I've got a question.
Yep.
So is there any kind of like competition between these kind of concerts, whether or not it's like how much attendance you get or anything like that?
No, there is no competition. And for the sake of being on here, that's all I'm going to say. Just making sure that the concerts that come out are the highest quality as possible.
Of course. I'm sure they will be. And they have already been, I'm sure. I'm sure it was a very fun time. And I'm sure the next one will be just as fun. So you should definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, I think that brings us to our pharmacy drug fact of the day.
Of course.
Ooh. All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I am.
All right. So today's pharmacy drug fact is actually a little on the funny side.
Ooh.
It's about fentanyl.
Oh!
I just think it's not funny, and actually it's a little bit scary when you learn about fentanyl. So so fentanyl is just like ridiculously strong opioid, mm-hmm. synthetic opioid. And it actually happens to be like 50 times more potent than heroin,
oh,
and 100 times more potent than morphine.
Oh my gosh.
And it actually can be found in the pharmacy. And it actually happens to be one of the most common drugs linked to overdose.
Yes.
Like, people overdose on it super easy. And so fentanyl, and other synthetic opioids are actually linked to about 150 deaths every day.
Wow. And I think it's increasing very rapidly, isn't it?
Yeah.
The opioid crisis has kind of took a hit. Well, not a hit. The opioid crisis hasn't took a hit. Opioid crisis has given a hit.
Yes. That's
especially
terrifying.
During the pandemic. Opioid use has increased a lot.
And, sorry, go ahead.
It's a little bit scary, actually. Yeah.
I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't a lot of drugs laced with fentanyl? Like a lot of street drugs laced with fentanyl, and that's where a lot of the overdose.
A lot of street drugs will be laced with a street made fentanyl,
mm-hmm.
which is even worse because it's not like safe generally.
Yeah.
Those can actually be even more potent than the pharmacy fentanyl. So be careful out there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest getting fentanyl on the street anyways. I advise don't do that.
Yeah.
I also have it in my description at the very last sentence, and I'm going to say it, though I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay.
It says, "On my mama, that be crazy."
On my mama, that be crazy.
So I wrote that with the thought that it would be going through the text-to-speech.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I can put it through text to speech if you want.
Yeah, please, please, please.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna do the entire pharmacy drug fact. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me get this set up real quick.
Yeah, we'll wait patiently.
I would say cut this part out, Gabe.
Yeah.
All right.
I am about to put it back in.
Okay.
Today we are talking about fentanyl. It is crazy strong and actually 50 times more potent than heroin, and it can be found in the pharmacy. It is one of the most common drugs linked to overdose drugs. Synthetic opioid like fentanyl are linked to 150 deaths a day. On my mama, that'd be crazy.
Oh my god.
So yeah.
How did we feel about it going through at text to speech?
A
lot more impactful going through.
Yes. I have goosebumps right now. So
goosebumps.
Yeah. All right, but for real, be careful out there.
Yeah, please do. Like, I constantly hear about the horror stories of people like using fentanyl for just very malicious purposes. Like, I even heard of like people putting fentanyl in wrapped up like dollar bills or whatever and leaving them on the ground. So when people pick them up and then open up the dollar bill, they get they overdose on fentanyl.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, just stay safe, everyone.
Yeah, that's just it's a scary thing. So yeah, anyways, let's maybe move on. So
would we like to do local artist of the week?
Let's do local artist of the week.
Right. So the local artist of the week, are you guys fans of Midwest emo music?
I don't mind it, actually.
Yeah. It can be a little, you know, polarizing, but I love Midwest emo, of course. And where better to get Midwest emo than literally the Midwest? Our local artist of the week this week is the All American Chess Club. They are the epitome of Midwest emo. They're based in Terre Haute, Indiana. And they said, when I talked to them, they're super cool. They said their song Sorry Face was a crowd favorite. So that's what we're playing. But honestly, I was shuffling them at work today and I loved every single song that I heard. They had one about Santa Claus being their dad. And that was a very interesting song. That was very funny. So absolutely go check them out. Are you guys ready to hear Sorry Face by All American Chess Club?
Let's go for it.
All right. I started off with the beginning of the song in that one because I just love it. It's so clean. So, you know, clean meaning like the general feeling I'm getting from the song is like a cleaner tone guitar, super just clear, crisp. It sounds exactly like I want Midwest emo to sound like. And of course the lyrics and the vocals are just all perfect. I think you should listen to all of their latest EP. It came out in 2020. It's called Oliver. I listened to the entire one and I love just about every single song on it. So please go check them out. Oblivion is another one that I absolutely love. So what did you guys think?
I thought it was very, very good. I really liked the vibe of the music.
Yeah.
I mean, that intro was pretty sick.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I wish I could play more, but I always tell artists 60 seconds because I don't want to play their entire song on our podcast. Oh, sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just going to say you pretty much said it all. I mean, the guitar was amazing. The vocals, just the same.
And okay. I know emo music isn't necessarily supposed to do that, but I really was super happy listening to it. I couldn't wipe a smile off my face for some of it. And you know, honestly, you listen to the lyrics and it's like, damn. kind of agree with that. So yeah, definitely go check them out. And on Instagram, they are literally just All American Chess Club, all one word. And then of course on Spotify, they are All American Chess Club. So definitely go check them out.
Nice.
Nice, nice.
All right. Well, I think that brings us to our final segment of the show. What are the odds? I forgot the name of it for a second.
What are the odds? If you don't
what
know
are
how,
the odds?
I don't know. What are the odds? If you don't know how what are the odds work, it is basically a combination of a dare and a bet. One person is the odds setter and one person is the odds asker. So you come up with a dare, you ask somebody what the chances are that they do that dare. That person sets a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do it. And then somebody counts down from three, and then both the askee and the asker say a number between one and the number they set at the same time. And if they say the same number, they have to do the dare. And if none of our odds hit, then we do a descending odds, which you will see how it works. It's pretty simple. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Gabe, I think you should go first because I specifically remember when we were in Toronto, you were talking about how you wanted to do the previous odds again that you said in an earlier episode. So I want to get this one out there.
Okay, I hope it's the same one that you think because I think it's hilarious, and I don't even know who to ask. I'm gonna say okay, Gunner's been through enough, so I'm gonna say Ben. What are the odds that the next episode you record, you have to be naked?
Naked, oh, yeah.
Of course, no cameras. You don't need to give any proof. Please don't give any proof. Just we're going to trust you that you're naked.
Unless you'd like to.
But I just think it would be so funny. I couldn't take a single thing you say seriously if you're naked.
Just the thought of knowing, right?
Yeah.
I don't like thinking about Ben naked. It scares me.
Ben naked is not real. He cannot hurt you.
Me when I see Ben naked.
I don't even know what just happened. All right. What are the odds?
The odds are 23.
23.
What? All right, I'll count you guys down. Okay. All right, you both ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
20.
14.
Oh, no. Nards.
What'd you say, Ben?
I said 14.
Ah, Nards.
Yeah. Nards. All right, let's keep going.
All right. Dylan.
Hi.
You know how you made those edited filtered pictures of us?
I sure do.
What are the odds that you send the one of yourself to your dad and say, "Hey, baby, you up?" And then immediately send another text saying, "Sorry, wrong person."
1 a.m.
Wow. Man.
Can I give us all sorry.
Yeah. Please give some context.
So for our viewers, Dylan has, I think, Facetune. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's like FaceApp, I think.
Yeah, FaceApp, something like that. And we all took pictures of ourselves and sent them to Dylan. And he put like one of the like perfect face filters on like over and over again, right?
Yeah, multiple, like 2 to 3 times.
So now they're all just very, very cursed images of of us with an absolutely perfect face.
There's actually a jump scare of mine in the YouTube video of our last episode.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Dylan, what are the odds?
Oh man, you had me until you brought up the freaking the whatchamacallit, the texting my dad at like, "Hey baby, you up?" I'll say like 36.
Wow. Okay. I will count down.
I don't regret that.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
17.
Ow. Lame.
Oh man. Gosh. All right. Well, then I will fight fire with fire, Gabe.
What did I do?
Decide nothing.
What are the odds? Oh wait, no. What are you asked me?
What do you mean? What are the what are the odds that you take your Facetune picture of yourself that you have,
mm-hmm,
and you send it to your mom and be like, "Hey, big boy, you up right now?" And then reply afterwards saying, "Oh, sorry, wrong number."
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That would throw everybody off.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. What were your odds, Dylan?
I said 36.
Okay. I'll say 36 too.
Yay, okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
10.
24. Oh.
Okay.
I was scared for you, Gabe.
Yeah, I was scared too.
Okay. I said I was going to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
All right, Gunner.
Yeah.
What are the odds that you have to record the next episode while sitting on the toilet? Hold a second.
The audio is going to be so bad.
Clearly Gunner's a resourceful guy.
So yeah, that's true. That's true.
I already have an idea how I would do it.
Okay.
So 10.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
1. 9.
Oh. If this is Toronto, you would have had to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I think I could safely say for all of us, I think the two Facetune odds are out the window.
Yeah.
The absurdity of them.
Yeah.
So I think it's down to toilet or naked.
Toilet or naked.
I vote toilet.
Okay.
So naked would be pretty funny.
It would be pretty fun. I'm going to not vote until everybody else votes.
I am actually going to vote naked.
Okay.
Oh, man. They're both so good, but I think toilet would probably be funnier.
Okay, my vote was naked.
Oh, huh? Man.
Ooh, we need a tiebreaker.
I'm changing my vote to naked.
Naked? Yes!
No, wait, no. How about this? What are the odds that we could do it where you have to be in the bathroom, but you also have to be naked?
Sitting naked on the toilet?
Yeah.
We can combine the odds. Yeah, we can combine the odds.
Can we do an odds to see if we have to do that?
Okay. Ben, what are the odds?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, are we doing a group odds for this?
Yeah, I'll start it off at 100.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll say the number with you.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
49.
Okay.
All right. Gabe.
I'll do 50.
I'll say the number.
3, 2, 1.
17.
16.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Okay.
All right. Ben.
49.
Okay. I'll say the number.
Okay. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
40.
2. Nope.
Okay, Dylan.
I will say, what did you say before?
I said 49.
49, I will go down to 40.
Okay.
I will count down.
Okay.
We'll say the number.
I'll say it.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
1.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, so just naked.
All right, I will start it off. I will say the odds are 30.
Okay.
I'll count down.
All right, I'll say the number with Gabe.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
28.
5. Oh, nope.
All right.
Okay, I'll bring it down to 20.
All right, I will count down.
Three. I'll say the number with Gabe, Gunner.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
14.
10.
Ooh.
All right. Dylan.
What was the last number again?
I said 20.
20? Okay. I will say 15.
Okay.
I'll count down.
I'll say the number.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
12.
10.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I'll bring it down to 6.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. I will say the number with Ben.
Okay. I will count down. 3, 2, 1.
3.
4.
Ooh. Is it my turn?
Yep.
I'll say 5.
Okay. I'll say the number with you.
3, 2, 1.
5.
1.
Wow.
4.
I'll count down.
I'll say the number with you.
3, 2, 1.
3.
1. Oh,
I'll say 3.
Okay.
I'll say the number.
Ben, if you'll count down.
Oh, wait. 3, 2, 1.
3.
Oh, yes!
Oh, man. Dylan will confirm to be naked in the next episode.
And I think Dylan's hosting, isn't he?
On my mama, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, on my mama, that'd be crazy. That'd be
crazy. Oh, no.
Of course. Man. Nobody, no proof. But we'll just trust that. We'll just trust that you're doing it naked. Just be like being a good sport. I'm sorry, Dylan. That is just the funniest odds I've ever done in my entire life, and I'm so sad that it didn't happen last time.
It's fine. Let's just hope that we are not recording on a day where there is a bunch of people in my house.
And well, if it would make you feel better, I can come to your house and support you during the process of the podcast.
All right. Yeah, I'll need to sound someone's slap.
All right. Okay.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Reality with a Twist.
Sure.
Thank you for playing Spyfall with us. I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Gabriel.
And who's hosting next?
Dylan will be hosting next.
Want to give us a little teaser?
Nope, but the only teaser I can give is that I will be butt naked when I host. So.
All right. Sounds good. All right, you guys take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.